Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Friends and family in Christ, thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you. Important podcast today, the day after the Super Bowl. This is airing, and we've got the perfect guest for today, Chad Davidson with Good Fight Ministries. The website is goodfight.org. You can find them on YouTube, obviously, too. They've got a lot of content there, so you can look up Good Fight Ministries on YouTube. We're going to talk about some of their videos, but Chad, thank you. I'm glad we worked this out today. Good to see you.
Oh, I'm so glad to be with you, bro. Every time I get to be on a show with you, I just am radically blessed, bro.
Yeah, well, our audience and our listeners and viewers are too, because we always learn something about what's going on. Christians, we're in this world, not supposed to be of the world, but yet there's this entertainment thing. There's music, there's movies, and we're going to talk about that and the satanic Super Bowl shows and the Grammy garbage that we have to put up with. So the Grammys took place recently. But we'll get to that in a minute, because you've got, well, you know what, let's do that right now, because the Super Bowl, right, it's fresh in people's minds, but the Grammys, this, every year it seems like there's something radical, there's something demonic. This year was like not only demonic, but then it was political statements and all that, of course, from the Hollywood, you know, sycophants. But you've got a YouTube video, The History of Satan Worship at the Grammys. It's not an exaggeration. This is real, friends. This is what what a lot of artists are into. And you've got 2.3 million views on this. And that was 2 years ago. So you could do a video after every Grammy Awards show, after a lot of awards show. Let's just start right there and just share your thoughts on the recent Grammy show or anything else.
Yeah, I think when you're looking at this, and just thank you, you know, for giving me the opportunity to share about this. When you're looking at this, and obviously listening to celebrities go up there and bloviate and give you all their political opinions, and, you know, before Billie Eilish goes up there and tells everyone, you know, blank ice and all that stuff, and, you know, and telling everyone, you know, you can't. There's no one illegal on stolen land, which I just wonder what's going on at her house right now. You know, if she would just be fine with me coming and preaching the gospel in her living room, you know, it's stolen land anyway. So there's no reason why she should be stopping me from doing such a thing. But nonetheless, and I think she's actually, there's some people even threatening, some Native Americans here threatening to take her to court or lawyers on their behalf about taking specifically her land. But nonetheless, there is something far more nefarious going on. Obviously, this is, and your entire show, Worldview Matters, these are worldview issues. That's mm-hmm. what we're talking about here. And yeah. There's a clash going on in the world. And when we talk about the Grammys, the reason why we did the history of Satan worship at the Grammys, when that video came out, Sam Smith had gone out and done basically just a full-blown weirdo, satanic, you know, trans nonsense with devils and demons and cages and, you know, fire and everything. And we were like, guys, this isn't the first time. You already had Katy Perry go up there and turn a witch's broom into a stripper pole. Yep. You already had somebody like Nicki Minaj, who is now coming out and, you know, it's kind of interesting when someone, you know, is claiming that Jay-Z and these people are involved in satanic rituals, when, you know, she herself said she had a demon inside of her named Roman, and that she doesn't even want him out, and you can't get him out, she said at that time. And they performed this mock exorcism right there at the Grammys. And that's why we did that show. And now you're just seeing the same old nonsense, obviously the sexual promiscuity. One person I find funny, and attaching this to what's going on, obviously, with some of the links that have been given out from our Justice Department, when you think of Lady Gaga performing at the recent Grammys, and we have covered her a ton.
Yeah,
when she did the Super Bowl halftime show, obviously a lot of her other stuff. And Joe's working on an update for our video, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, which is the video. I know it had a huge impact on your wife, and I came to Christ through that video. So I plug it whenever I can, because I know how powerful it is, the impact it can have when people see the synergy behind it, that it isn't just that we are moist robots, but that there is a spiritual war going on. Mm-hmm. But when I think of Lady Gaga, I remember specifically her talking about how she was having these nightmares and that there was this serpent, there was this snake, there was this devil in darkness that she called it. So who did she call? Deepak Chopra to ask her about it. And he laughed and said, embrace the darkness. And it seems like she clearly has. And Deepak seemingly not only embraced the darkness, but embraced his friend Jeffrey Epstein, even tried to get him to go to Israel. And then I believe he responded that he hates Israel, try to find a new location. And he talked about how God is merely a construct, but beautiful young ladies are not. And that's Deepak Chopra, who told Lady Gaga herself, embrace the darkness of the serpent that's coming to you in your dreams. This stuff is serious. It's not a joke. It's real. Our worldview and what we believe, it's what we're attached to. It's ultimately a lot of our religion, those things that we're tied up to. And people are tied up to the idols of today. And they are typically on their Beats headphones as they walk around town or even in the stores today. You go out to dinner. I have a wrestling team that I coach, and I got young guys trying to wear their Beats to eat with us. And I immediately say, take those things off, get in push-up position. If you're wearing those out in public, we're going to have social interaction here. But nonetheless, this is what's going on every day. And the Grammys is just merely a big broadcast to showcase to everyone their satanic garbage and to let everyone know what they're into.
Yeah. And they're, what's interesting today, I think we're being desensitized, Chad, because we've seen so much perversion and darkness and really open occult worship. I think we're not phased by it. Maybe we should be as Christians anyway, discerning, and maybe we should guard our hearts even more now that we know that it's all over the place. You really can't get away from it in a way if you're talking about television, movies, and even halftime shows at sports events, which we'll get to in a minute. But is that a problem, do you think, with the church, that we have become desensitized and parents are not gatekeepers trying to protect their children? Like maybe 50 years ago, parents would be a little bit more proactive in watching what their children are doing.
Yeah, I think you couldn't have hit the nail more on the head there. It's one of those situations where we're talking about, back in the day, Elvis moves his hips around and they don't want to show it on the TV, yeah. Right? Yeah. John Lennon says they're more popular than Jesus. And entire radio stations are like, let's burn these albums. Let's not play them anymore. You got a guy like Bad Bunny that has, he's making his new religion. You have him gyrating and twerking in front of children. Literally, that's entire music videos where that's what he's doing to entice young kids. And what does he get? Oh, he gets to be the marquee guy for the Super Bowl. Not only did he have an appearance with Shakira and J-Lo back in the day when they were, sitting there on stripper poles, both of which I believe are single moms now. But it's one of the saddest things to just see that this is not only just propagated throughout. Mm-hmm. And it's heartbreaking that even kids that I know whose parents love the Lord, have met them. If you are attached to their Instagram and see, there are a lot of times if they're going to post their highlight video from their soccer game or their basketball game or their baseball game or their football game, a lot of times the music that is attached to it is whatever is popular at the time on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times what is popular is typically something that is pushing the very things that Jesus died on the cross for. And that's a heartbreaking thing when you actually go and look and see that the very artists, not only what they believe as a worldview and then press upon us, because the scripture is really clear. Psalm 1 makes it so abundantly clear. I just went over this with my young adult group the other night. We were talking about music and worship, and I'm like, you're all worshiping all the time. It's just a matter of what music and what are you worshiping or who are you worshiping? Because in Psalm chapter 1, you have two different men that are described there. There is the man that meditates on God's word day and night. He's like the tree planted against the water. He bears fruit in its season, and everything he does, he prospers. But then there is the other guy who sits in the seat of scoffers. He meditates on that, and he is like the bark that is broken off when the wind comes. This guy, meditating on God's word, streams of water are nourishing him, and that's through the word of God. But so many people are sitting in the seat of scoffers, mockers, the very people that hate God and have no problem telling you that and have no problem expressing their filth, and you're meditating upon it. And we wonder when our young people go off to college and all of a sudden they have, it's literally a trifecta, the things they meditate on, the things that God hates and Jesus died for. The teachers now give them an out and a religion that they can follow that tells them that they can do whatever they want, do what thou wilt, because ultimately they are just moist robots. We're just atoms bumping into each other. And then you have the added appeal of there's a lot of really good looking people my age that believe differently and don't trust and follow Christ. And guess what? If I engage in that activity, I don't have to feel guilty if I have my new religion. And guess what? All my favorite idols, they tell me to do these very things. And it's what I've actually been meditating on, not on the 15-minute Bible study I had with Dad once a week, not on the message that I hope I listen to. And at most churches, I'm just being honest, you listen to a 15 to 20-minute message, some worship, some announcements, and a couple of videos and a story from the pastor about what he did last weekend and what happened at Starbucks when he was sitting there. And these kids aren't getting fed the word of God. They're not getting fed doctrine, and they're easily swept away.
Wow. Amen. Big amen, Chad. But you said something that I want to go back for, maybe people that don't understand the history of the reality of people who follow Satan and really take it seriously. I call this culture an ABC culture, anything but Christ. That's not just the entertainment system or entertainment industry. That's not just the government-run schools. After you remove God, the Bible, prayer, the Ten Commandments, biblical worldview, that's a huge void that has been filled with other things. But you said, do what thou wilt. That's like anything but Christ. You know, anything else goes. Explain where that comes from, please.
Yes, and the reason why I came to learn what this came from is because I was one of those people. I'm not looking at this from an ivory tower, judging someone for saying, you weren't paying attention, because I guess what? I was listening. My favorite band growing up was Slipknot. They have an entire song called Heretic Anthem. I had to look up some of their lyrics when they talk about 3D blasphemy, and I'm like, what does blasphemy mean? And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, whatever, no big deal. And I was duped to think, this is just their showcase of rebellion. I'm rebellious towards the government and towards this and that, but I'm just like them, and I just want to listen to this pump-up music. And then what was crazy is when I saw they sold their souls for rock and roll, it wasn't just there's an evil band that said bad things, right? It wasn't just, oh, man, if you listen to Sepultura, they're going to say this. If you listen to Iron Maiden, you know, it's going to say this. And you're like, well, yeah, those are satanic. What happened was I saw the synergy behind it from music from the very get-go in terms of rock and roll and then what became hip hop and so forth. And what was crazy is, you know, a band like the Beatles, you know, and when someone actually told me, oh yeah, they're satanic, I'm like, listen, I listen to Hatebreed, Killswitch Engage, Slipknot, Devil Driver. Like, you're going to tell me the band that sings All You Need Is Love was doing satanic stuff? That sounds really weird. And my buddy said that, and I was like, well, let me check out this weird video you have. And come to find out that that statement that I said was something that John Lennon said not long before his death in an interview with Playboy, where he literally said the entire Beatle philosophy was do what thou wilt. And if I wanted to summarize where that came from, it is probably the spirit of a Jeffrey Epstein, ultimately. Mm. Because if we're talking about someone who had secret lairs and secret societies where there were people that would come and they would take advantage of young children and even have drawings on the wall of doing such things, that was Aleister Crowley. And now you have all of these artists. And I could tell you, Aleister Crowley is pictured on Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club Band with on the album in the upper left-hand corner. You have... It, obviously, Jay-Z now, if you want to go modern, and now he's getting caught up with the Epstein files as well. Jay-Z, you can see him wear a sweater with Do What Thou Wilt across his chest.
Wow.
And Do What Thou Wilt was a maxim made by Satanist Aleister Crowley, that is, and that he would use that to say, you do what you want. What did Jesus say in the Garden of Gethsemane? Not my will, but your will be done. It's the exact opposite.
Exactly.
Right? It is the opposite of the Frank Sinatra song, I Did It My Way, which, as some philosophers have said, is the anthem of hell, ultimately. is you did it your way, not God's way, not our creator's way, not the one who sent his son to die for you in his way. Ultimately, it's my way or the highway. And sadly, the highway that you take when you go your way and not the Lord's way is ultimately the highway to hell.
Amen. I'll let that sink in just for a couple seconds, what Chad just said. This is the opposite of deny yourself, submit to God, surrender yourself to Christ. Anyway, we've got to take a brief pause. We're with Chad Davidson, Good Fight Ministries. When we come back, we're filming this right before Super Bowl weekend. So they just released an expose on Bad Bunny, the satanic new religion exposed. And you just watched it. Well, hopefully, maybe you didn't watch the Super Bowl halftime show. I pray to God you guys didn't. But we'll be right back on Worldview Matters.
Register now for the Worldview Matters Conference May 1st and 2nd in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Expert speakers include Alex Newman, Brianna Clausen, Olivier Melnick, Tim Chafee, Mark and Amber Archer, Laura Perry Smaltz, Jake Jacobs, Jay Siegert, Gary Cobb, Scott Shera, and Elijah Abraham. Delta Hotel, Green Bay, May 1st and 2nd. Go to worldviewmattersconference.com. That's worldviewmattersconference.com.
Praise God, friends. We're looking forward to that. But right now, we're looking forward to finding out a little bit of what you didn't know maybe about Bad Bunny from Chad Davidson. And Chad, thank you for doing these. I know it must be tedious because you're going to do this forever unless Jesus returns and takes us home and there are no more Super Bowls, no more Grammys shows. By the way, 2.3 million views on that Grammys video, the satanic Grammy. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm glad it's getting out there. So tell us about this. I had no idea. I don't follow that secular music. I don't follow especially that kind of garbage. But Bad Bunny, tell us about your concerns. Give us a little teaser what you put in that video. People can get it on the Good Fight Ministries YouTube channel now. But tell us a little bit about that and why you think, this is the second part, the NFL does this almost year after year with these types of offensive artists.
Yeah, I think both those questions are really important. And when we look at Bad Bunny, and I'll be honest with you, I knew of Bad Bunny a little bit, just in terms of I knew he had performed previously and so forth. And as you mentioned, you can check out our entire expose on our YouTube channel. It's up right now. And we actually have a live show today covering as a follow-up, but just leading in with Bad Bunny, some of the things that have already been talked about is the fact that he likes to wear women's clothes. That obviously puts us in a interesting category, but we just talked about do what thou wilt. And what's interesting about Mr. Bad Bunny here is one of his entire albums was the acronym YHLQMDLG. And I'm not great at speaking Spanish, so I'm not going to try to tell you what it says in Spanish, but I will say what that acronym actually means in English. And he said this on Jimmy Kimmel. This isn't my opinion. It means that he does whatever he wants. And if that's not the do what thou wilt mentality, nothing ultimately is. And our expose, which is 59 minutes long, shows quite clearly how satanic this guy is. We have a video where he literally, in his music video, he goes and he defames a church, that is, with blood spilling down it with his lackeys, and then has a new god put over the cross. It's incredible. And if that doesn't get you disgusted, there is a music video titled Yo Perreo Sola, which is I dance alone, or you dance alone. Or actually what they say is that means you twerk alone. And in this music video, it is one of the most disgusting things. And I encourage you guys to check out our whole expose. Pastor Joe Schimmel does an incredible job.
Yes.
It's just an amazing, and guys, it's a digital gospel track. Your friends that maybe won't come to church, so people you know and love, at least show them this, because I'm telling you, I was an atheist at one point and somebody showed me this stuff. It's not just accidentally evil, it's wicked. And the Bible is really clear that the prince of the power of the air, Satan, works through the sons of disobedience. He is working through these people, whether they know it or not. Some are openly satanic and they know it and they follow Satan. Aleister Crowley was that way. He said he believed the doctrine of what the church taught, but he simply went over to Satan's side and he wanted to be his chief of staff. So there are those people. And then there are others that are merely in the Satan's military and don't even know it. And the fact is, the Bible says it doesn't matter. He'll use them too. And so Bad Bunny does one of the most disgusting things I have seen in a music video. In the music video, Yo Perio Sola, what he does is it starts with a young boy. And I say this having a 10-year-old and a 13-year-old son. And I watch this video of this kid dancing around and he has bunny ears on. He's a little kid and he goes up and basically a YouTube button for the song comes up on his screen. And when he touches it, it blows him back. And all this energy comes into him and he hits his bed. And the next thing you see is a woman, you think, dressed up, scantily clad, with obviously cleavage showing. And it's not a woman. It's Bad Bunny dressed as a woman twerking all over guys and all this disgusting stuff. It's grotesque. But what's crazy, the craziest part of this, and really encourage you to check out our video exposing this, and towards the end of the music video, you see it's almost like they're initiating this young guy into it. And by the time you get to the end of it, it's Bad Bunny chained up like he's in hell. And he's literally chained with flames all around him in this music video. And it seems as though, if you watch it, that this song about twerking alone and him being a transvestite dressed up as a woman doing this and enticing this young boy then showcases that he is just merely a puppet on Satan's strings, chained up, and he's going to bring this little kid down with him as well. It's heartbreaking, but I'll tell you this. Some people don't even know how real that is, that young people are watching this stuff. They're inundated by it. They want to have all the celebrity. They want to sit courtside with the Jenners and all that, and they want to do all this stuff. They don't realize you're ultimately in chains. The very thing what they entice you with, they are themselves enslaved, as 2 Peter chapter 2 tells us. And they're enticing young people into this stuff. And they're not even hiding the fact that they're going after young boys and enticing them with transvestites. Wow. It's disgusting.
That's not just wrong. It's not just, it's evil. This is evil. I'm glad we're calling this out. And this is the guy that the NFL had do the Super Bowl halftime show. I want to just point out 2 Peter 3. All these entertainers, actors at the the Oscars. Then you got the Grammys. Then you got these other awards. Then you got these shows. They're mocking Christianity, Jesus, and the biblical worldview. They wouldn't do that in a mosque. I don't think they'd do that in a mosque, this type of stuff. Put that in their videos. But 2 Peter 3 says, know this first of all, in the last days, mockers will come with their scoffing, with their mocking, following after their own lusts. And they say, where is the promise of Jesus' return? You know, they mock that idea. They're in for a rude awakening unless someone gets to them with the gospel. They can be saved. But man, sometimes, Chad, to be honest, I don't want to pray for them to be saved. But that's just me wanting justice because of their mockery of Christ. Now, answer the question, the NFL. What are they thinking? I know they're secular. They just think it's funny. I don't know. Do they think this is entertaining? They obviously aren't worried about offending a Christian or conservative audience with this type of halftime show.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I love that text. And I love what, as you just went through 2 Peter 3, I think in most sermons, I quote verse 9, you know, first of all, because I think about that the Lord is not slow concerning his coming, his promise to us that he's coming for us. But he's patient, not willing that any would perish, but that all would come to repentance. And I love that. It's one of my favorite texts in all of Scripture. It reminds me of Ezekiel 18, when God tells the people of Israel, stop saying this proverb that, you know, the fathers eat sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. And it's like, and it's the sin of our fathers. That's why we're dealing with this. He's like, you're not allowed to say this anymore. He's like, the soul that sins shall die. And he says, if a wicked man, and this for me personally, and I will answer your question, but I was just thinking about that when you quoted the scripture. For me personally, Ezekiel 18 was one of the first chapters of the scriptures that I ever read as a believer. And when I read that, and I read that if the wicked man turns from his ways, that God would remember his sins no longer. And then when I read in the Psalms that he takes our sins as far as the east is from the west, I praise God for that. And I pray, and I thank God he didn't come back on January 18th, 2009, before I came to Christ. So I wanted to say that. But in light of the NFL pushing this, obviously, I do believe there are a ton of people, whether you're talking about openly Christian players. I believe Travion Henderson from the New England Patriots has been very open about the gospel. Drake May, the quarterback for the Patriots. And then on the other side, with Seattle that are playing in the Super Bowl, you have the coach, Clint Kubiak, saying, I'm doing this all for Jesus. You know, I'm watching interviews and I'm like tearing up. Like, this is awesome. Praise God. But why would the NFL do this? What's crazy is they're in connection. If you guys didn't know, the people that actually sign and decide who's going to play at the halftime Super Bowl is none other than Jay-Z. It's actually not Roger Goodell. They have to approve it and all that stuff. So they're totally allowing this. And they signed up for him, or with him, that is. But it's Jay-Z, the very one who said he has the spirit of Frank Sinatra in him, which would just be a demon, by the way. The very same person who has Do What Thou Wilt across his chest. The very same person that now Nicki Minaj, who was doing her own satanic exorcisms at the Grammys, is now saying, look, and showing pictures of Jay-Z with the late Aaliyah, the artist who passed away at a young age when she was 15. And now saying, hey, look, and here's another picture of him with, guess what, Beyonce when she's 16 years old and he's in his 30s. And so he's like, look at what's going on here. So what would I expect Jay-Z to do? And they don't care if the information is for famous or infamy. They just want it to be talked about. They want it to be over and over again. Like, hey, man, Bad Bunny. And the truth is, Bad Bunny may not be as popular in America. He is pretty popular, but he gets more streams, I believe, than Taylor Swift, guys. So we're not talking about artists that no one knows. And you're talking about Latin America, a place where we have traveled to share the gospel over and over again. Mm-hmm. We have an entire channel, our Good Fight Ministries channel, that in Spanish as well, because we want to reach the gospel. But so many young people are inundated with this garbage, and he's one of the top prophets in that area.
That makes sense then. I understand. That's just amazing. Wish we had more time with you, Chad Davidson. But friends, also make sure to go to their Facebook page, because Good Fight Ministries, they put a lot of content out there. But watch this video, this satanic religion of Bad Bunny, and you'll understand more. But what you said about the NFL, very disappointing, not surprising. In light of, was it Beyonce doing that Super Bowl halftime show a while back? Just a lot of satanic stuff. Christians need to be better than that, discerning when it comes to your entertainment choices. Goodfight.org. Brother, say hello to Pastor Joe. Thanks for your time and for all that you do. We went by way too fast. Thanks, Chad.
Hey, love you, brother. Thank you so much. And God bless you guys.
All right. Love you too, bro. Thanks, guys. God bless you. And as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.